Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you feel like the world is going crazy all around you? Well, it is Friday the 13th, so this week I'm looking at two new movies with a sinister theme and one more for believers. There's a car rental clerk fighting the liberal elites, a driving instructor fighting Satan, and a Christian rock devotee using prayer to cure cancer. I woke up in the morning. Extraordinary, directed by Mike Ahern and Enda Laufman. Rose, played by Maeve Higgins, is a middle-aged psychic driving instructor in Eastern Ireland. She believes ghosts are everywhere. As a little girl, she used her paranormal activities on her dad's TV show, but when he died, she blamed herself and stopped listening to the ghosts. Nearby lives Martin, played by Barry Ward, a high school shop teacher whose house is haunted by a poltergeist. He's used to it burning his toast or throwing away unhealthy foods like donuts, but when he finds his daughter Sarah in a trance and floating above her bed, he senses something has changed. So he goes to Rose for help. She thinks he's cute, but does he like her that way? What neither of them realize, though, is Sarah's possession is the work of Christian Winter, played by Will Forte, a sinister pop star who lives in a nearby castle. Winter is a one-hit wonder trying to regain his fame with a little help from Satan. But to do so, he needs to sacrifice a virgin, that's Sarah, Martin's daughter. Can two psychic talents overcome powerful evil forces? And are Rose and Martin just friends, or is there something more? Extraordinary is a very cute paranormal comedy. Much of its humor comes from the ordinary, the extraordinary, meaning average middle-aged people with normal lives, set against a bizarre world of magic and ghosts. And it's presented in this retro universe of Swiss balls and VHS videos. Higgins is hilariously deadpan as Rose, while Barry Ward shows his stuff when his body's occupied by a series of spirits and he takes on their characters. If you're looking for a nice light break from the usual, this is a fun one to watch. I Still Believe, directed by Andrew and John Irwin. It's 1999 in Indiana. Jeremy Camp, played by KJ Apa, that's Archie from Riverdale, says goodbye to his parents, played by Gary Sinise and Shania Twain, and his two little brothers, and heads off to college in California. He carries his prized possession, an acoustic guitar. At college, he meets Jean-Luc, played by Nathan Parsons, a popular musician who lets him work as a roadie at a show. And almost immediately, he falls in love with a young woman he sees in the audience. Melissa, played by Britt Robertson, is a smart, pretty woman who's into astronomy. Jeremy's career takes off with the help from Jean-Luc, even as his love, or is it infatuation, with Melissa grows. Problem is, Melissa is dating Jean-Luc, or is she? Later on, she comes down with a terrible disease. Can Jeremy cure her just using prayer? Okay, if you haven't noticed yet, I Still Believe is a music biopic. Apparently, Jeremy Camp is a popular musician, though I've never heard of him. And it's a faith-based movie. Faith-based means capital C Christian, no nudity, even male characters don't take their t-shirts off, no violence, no alcohol, no cussing, no cigarettes, no gambling, no coffee. There's also no conflict, no tension, no suspense, not even a villain. When characters talk to each other, they're also talking to Jesus. And when Melissa looks at the stars, she's not looking at astronomy. She's saying, they're God's paintbrush. Now, get me wrong. The acting was actually good in this movie. And the script wasn't the corny or cringeworthy story I expected. But the movie itself was just really boring. And for a faith-based movie, you'd think it would make you cry even a little bit, but this movie is so whitewashed, so bland, it has no soul. Unless you're a believer, stay away from I Still Believe. The Hunt, directed by Craig Zobel. So what if the culture wars we hear about were actual wars, not just Twitter spats? This might be what's going on through the minds of 12 random people who wake up to find themselves in a field in Vermont, or so they think. They're being attacked by unknown others with crossbows, hand grenades, and assault weapons. And all around them are tripwires and booby traps set to kill. But who is doing it, to whom, and why? Turns out the hunted are all Hillary Clinton's deplorables, conspiracy theorists, MAGA loyalists, and xenophobes. They're hunters, politically correct liberals, who use gender-appropriate pronouns and keep farm animals as pets. Who will win this culture war? Okay, The Hunt is a new version of that classic umpteen remade movie, The Most Dangerous Game, this time done as a very dark comedy. It's an extremely violent thriller with occasionally bouts of gruesomeness. Some of the characters are introduced and then they're immediately killed off. No spoilers here. But the story really focuses on Crystal, played by Betty Gilpin, an Afghan war vet who works at a car rental service. She's neither a deplorable nor a liberal elite, just a tough woman with a survival instinct, a suspicious mind, and special op training. She questions everything she sees, even after she escapes from the so-called hunting ground. Are the people she meets friends, foes, or actors playing roles, and can anyone be trusted? Well, The Hunt deals with lots of stereotypes and cliches, but it's done in a pretty funny way. It's quite violent, it's scary, and more than a bit gory, so it's not for everyone, but I really enjoyed this movie, and I find it the perfect film to see during a pandemic. Extraordinary, I Still Believe, and The Hunt, all open today, I hope, in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.